Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And I'm going to begin today's episode with the only quote I've actually ever heard from Barbara Banks, who was the enlightened Scottish mystic Sid Banks's first wife. She died, I don't know when she died, but she died at some point in their relationship, and it was after Sid's enlightenment experience. And so while I've heard her voice on old tapes, I never met her, I don't know her, but there's a quote that somebody shared with me that she said, "You can have anything you want in life. You just have to actually want it." And when I first heard that, it really struck a chord with me. It really landed. I got the truth of it. And it made sense of a phenomenon that I actually wrote about and led to the naming of my first book, You Can Have What You Want. When I approached publishers, the original working title of You Can Have What You Want, which was the book that kind of made my name in the UK, it was the number one on the bestseller list above The Lincoln Lawyer at one point. The working title was Soul Path. And the reason I called it that was because it seemed to me that the really successful and happy people that I met, so happy and successful versus miserable and successful, or happy and not getting much going on in their lives, but the commonality with the happy, successful people that I met and worked with at that period of my coaching career, things seemed to not follow a pre-laid path, but they seemed to unfold as if by design. Sort of one thing would lead to the next thing, and it was all sort of coincidences and synchronicities and right place, right time, and it unfolded so perfectly that it was almost like their path was being laid out by their own soul. And all the publishers loved the theme of the book, and none of them liked the title. And so I was meeting with one of the publishers, in fact, the head of Hay House, Reed Tracy, who wound up publishing my books from that point on. And he was asking me to kind of explain more about what the book was really about. And as it happened, I had done two coaching sessions that morning. And the first was with a client who promoted nightclubs for a living. And his big want, his big desire was that he wanted to move from the UK to Spain. And he said, but it's, I've done the math and, you know, there's no way I could do it for at least a year or 2 years. And I don't know that I want to stay in the business here for that long. And the assignment I had given him during our previous session was to not just think about it, but literally do the math. Work it out as if it was, he'd already decided, it was just a question of logistics. And when we talked that morning, he was quite sheepish, and he said, "Well, I did the math." And I said, "Great, so how long would it actually take?" And he kind of got all, I could do it by the end of the month. And I said, "Are you going to?" And he said, "No." Because once he saw that he could have what he wanted, he realized he didn't want it. It was an escape fantasy. It was just he was discontented with the shape his life was taking, and that sounded like it might be a better way. Now, as it happened that same morning, I had another client who was I don't actually remember what she did for a living, but she had been fairly successful in what she did, but not massively successful. But she was frustrated in her marriage. She was frustrated in her work. And, you know, I asked her, "Well, what would you love to have? What would you really like to see come into being in your world?" And she said, "Well, I mean, I'd love to leave my husband and get a place on the beach." And I was like, "Okay." And I said, "So you're going to do it?" And she said, "Well, I can't do that." And she had a list of reasons, as most of us do, for why you can't have what you want. And so her assignment that I had given her the previous time that we had talked was to actually go and price up the kind of place she would want on a beach and just see what it would actually take. Now, the reason that the assignments were so similar is because usually when somebody tells me they have a big dream but they can't have it, what I'd realized was they've never really looked. They've never really treated it as a real thing. Now, in the first guy, his situation, when he realized what it would take, it wasn't much, and he realized he didn't really want it. Now, in her case, it was even more interesting. She said, I've got a bit of a story for you. She said, I was thinking about what you asked me to do, and I was thinking, well, I would love to do this, but my husband would never let me, and I got myself so worked up that I didn't even ask him. I just went up to him and said, I'm going to this town by the sea, and you can't stop me. And she said, his response totally caught her off guard. He just looked at her a bit startled and then said, can I come? And she was so taken aback that she said yes. So they wound up going to the seaside town together. And it was clearly the first time they'd really spent time together in a neutral environment. And they discovered that there was still something there, and they got on and they had an amazing weekend, and they wound up looking at houses, and she wound up putting in an offer and getting a house by the sea in the town where she wanted to live. So both of those stories turn out to be great examples of Barbara Banks's advice that you can have anything you want in life. You just have to actually want it. In the first case, the guy had all these obstacles that were obstacles really because he didn't really want what was on the far side of them. In the second case, there were still obstacles. I'm sure they had to figure out how to do the money and how to do all the logistics of it. But because she really wanted it, those obstacles, they didn't stop her. They just became the paving blocks on the path to having what she wanted. And so if you want to kind of check this out for yourself, what I would encourage you to do is just think about some stuff that you've been saying to yourself or other people that you want, and just getting quiet around it and seeing for yourself, do you really still want it? You may have wanted it when you started out. I know for me, my dream when I started out as an actor was to ultimately one day be on Saturday Night Live. And I had a great career. I was in a sitcom in the UK, and I performed in sketch comedy, and I did all this stuff. And I didn't notice that somewhere along the way I'd lost my passion for it. And the way I found out was I was performing at Chicago Sketch Fest. And after the show, it went well, and me and a couple of my buddies in the sketch troupe were approached by a producer who said, hey, we'd love you to stay in town to audition for Second City, which is sort of a comedy troupe that often a lot of the great SNL performers over the years have come through Second City. And my first response was, I just want to go home. And my second response in my own head was, oh, I guess I don't really want that anymore. And it made a lot of sense of why, where so many areas of my life things were flowing, that area of my life never really went anywhere. And it was because I didn't really want it to, though I didn't know that till I noticed it. So check out if there's something you really seem to want, you've been making your life about, but it's not been unfolding. Take some time to see for yourself. Do you really want it? And if you do, then I recommend you follow this one piece of advice that I got from Sid Banks's wife, which is you can have anything you want in life. You just have to actually want it. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.